Time now to take five for your community, a service of Yoakum, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and the Villages at Oak Ridge. The man who is the only one I know to get dressed up for a radio interview, Mr. Steve Riney, in the studio with us today. Asked his wife if he looked okay to be on the radio this morning. How are you, Steve?
I'm fine. How are you?
Doing good. The FOP, Cops and Kids Golf Scramble, is, it's just a week away, isn't it? Next Saturday, right?
Oh, a week from Saturday, yes.
Tell us about what
25th.
You got. Tell us about what you got planned for the day.
We have, it's going to be at Country Oaks. Shotgun start at 8:30. The entry is $50 per person. You can have, make your own team, four-man team, or if you don't have anybody you want to play golf with, we can place you with someone. And then we're going to eat after the golf scramble. We're going to have marinated turkey strips we're going to grill out. We're also going to have, during the scramble, we're going to have a 50-50 raffle. We're going to do a thing called Sink the Boat, where we put a raft out in the water, and I sit there and collect money. Three balls for $5, and then if you get it in the raft, you can win $25. That's a good money maker for us. And that's one of my jobs that I do up there.
You went straight to the top for the important gig.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Sit there in a golf cart and wait for somebody to come by and grab $5 from them. And the Sheriff's Department dive team went and got the balls out of the lake, so it didn't cost us anything for the balls. We've got a bucket of balls there that have already been in the bottom of the lake once. So,
well, there you go.
That's recycling, isn't it?
That's the way. That's just being frugal. That's what it is.
So, and it's a good time. This is we got rained out a couple years ago, but this is going to be our fourth or fifth, I think. So,
and all the money raised is going to the Cops and Kids program, which is always about the third Thursday in December or thereabouts, isn't it?
Yes. And it goes for other things we do with the FOP, too, because that's about our only, as far as the FOP goes, that's about our only fundraiser for the whole year. And that helps them survive. Cops and Kids gets a portion of it, but I don't really do the fundraising on that till, you know, after Thanksgiving. And hit it hard, but this helps the FOP throughout the year. We have a steak fry in October. We're going to do that October the 18th this year, and that's to help get prospective members. And you don't have to be a member of the FOP to play in the golf scramble either. If you want to join, we'll sign you up that day. You know, and it's a lot of fun. Get to know some of the guys, some of the officers that you may not otherwise see them in that light, you know. So
this
it's
be,
a good fun time.
It'll be city, it'll be county, and you'll have some state yes. police there too,
yes.
I'm sure.
Yes, maybe a couple of conservation officers. You know, everybody gets along. It's nice to see them off duty. Some of the younger guys and mix with some of the older guys like me.
And you get bragging rights for the whole year, too.
Yeah, you really do.
If you're the top team. Now, is there prizes awarded?
Yes, there's going to be prizes. I think for the first three or four slots. And then we're going to have some other giveaways, too. I'm not sure what all they've collected yet to give away. But we're going to have other things besides the food. Going to have drinks throughout the day.
If you want more information, Washington FOP Lodge 101 is on Facebook.
Right.
You can search them on Facebook, and you can find the entry form there. Or there's a phone number you can call, too, Steve.
Right, 812-698-9769.
$50 a person. Get your foursome together. Come out for a great round of golf. This is next Saturday, August 25th, the FOP Golf Scramble at Country Oaks Golf Course in Montgomery. Shotguns start at 8:30, four-man teams, food will follow, $50 a person, a fun way to spend the day to get to know area law enforcement and help out their efforts, including the Cops and Kids program, which will be back in December. Well, Steve Riney, thanks for coming in,
dropping by
for the update, and best of luck with the scramble next Saturday.
Hopefully not raining,
that's right. Pray for no rain, and be sure to head out and support your local FOP.